Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Ariana Nicole Robinson has admitted to violating her probation in connection with an incident in Saginaw County in August of 2025 when she was found to be driving while under the influence. Driving while impaired was determined to be a breach of the terms of her existing probation. Robinson is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on Thursday, January the 15th at 10 a.m. And Arcia Marie Delgado was sentenced in Huron County Circuit Court on a third-degree retail fraud charge stemming from a shoplifting incident at a Walmart store in Bad Axe. She was ordered to complete the Thinking Matters program as well as pay Walmart restitution, totaling $61.74. Delgado was placed on a 120 days of non-reporting probation under a delayed sentence, with the jail time held in contingency of her compliance with all probation terms. And a man previously charged with pulling a gun on his girlfriend in Huron County Circuit Court is now headed back to court. Jamar Brewer, whose girlfriend twice had to be removed from the courtroom for disruptive behavior during a late 2025 hearing, appeared in district court after reportedly leaving Michigan in violation of his probation terms. He is accused of traveling to Las Vegas, getting married, and failing to return for his scheduled court date. Court officials have canceled Brewer's bond and ordered his case be remanded to Huron County Circuit Court, where he is scheduled to appear on February the 2nd at 9 a.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at some further news, the owner of the Bad Axe Theater has been formally charged with multiple felony sex crimes stemming from allegations dating back to the mid-2000s. Mark Wesley Rolfe, age 54, was arraigned on Thursday in Huron County 73B District Court on 3 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, offenses that carry a potential life sentence. The charges involve allegations of sexual assault against an underage employee during that time period. Judge Julianne Ferris set Rolfe's bond at $50,000 cash or surety. Court records indicate a probable cause conference is scheduled for January the 15th at 9 a.m., followed by a preliminary examination on January the 23rd at 9 a.m. Rolfe owns several Bad Axe businesses, including the Bad Axe Theater, Longshot Lanes, and the Hideaway Bar and Grill. He acquired the theater in 2004 after previously working there. In recent years, Rolfe publicly sought financial support for the theater, citing ongoing economic challenges following the COVID-19 pandemic, and previously had raised funds for restoration projects to the historic property. The case remains under investigation as it proceeds through the court system. And another news for today. Seasonal weight restrictions will take effect at 7 a.m. on Friday, January the 9th, on roads maintained by the Huron County Road Commission. The limits are being enforced to protect road surfaces during winter thaw conditions and will remain in place until colder weather allows for lifting the restrictions. Under the seasonal rules, trucks must reduce their normal gross weight by 35% on most county roads. The restrictions do not apply to Class A roads or routes that are part of the state truck line system. During the restriction period, all overweight and overwidth permits issued by the county will be temporarily suspended. Drivers and businesses seeking additional details are encouraged to contact the Huron County Road Commission directly at 989-269-6404. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, January the 8th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.